So, I've just got back from seeing G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra at my local cinema. And it's the latest movie from Stephen Sommers, the director of The Mummy and Van Helsing. And G.I. Joe is a reasonable blockbuster. It features some outrageous public property destruction. You would not believe what he does to Paris. It just needs to be seen to be believed. Special effects are spectacular. It looks great. It's loud, it's brash, there's guns, there's military hardware, there's action, there's femme fatales, there's ladies in tight leather outfits. Basically all you would want from a dumb, big, brash summer blockbuster. It's certainly worth your money more than Transformers 2. They do attempt to give the characters background, there's use of flashbacks. Ray Park appears as a silent character who just turns out some great moves, very much along the lines of the Darth Maul as he played in The Phantom Menace. And to be honest, Star Wars is actually a very close cousin of this film. There are lots of action sequences in there which you could replace with scenes from Star Wars, so there's a lot of influence of Star Wars in there. But if you've got a few hours to kill and you want to see something big and brash at your local cinema, then I'd certainly say G.I. Joe is worth a punt. Definitely a 6 out of 10. And I think if you've got any young boys in your family, they would certainly love to see it. Just watch out. There's a bit of mild profanity and some quite, not bloody, but fairly outrageous deaths and killings in this movie. So, it's worth giving it a try if you fancy it. So check it out. Thanks.